This Ross Greenwood podcast is brought to you by superadvice.com.au. Make sure you get the correct advice on super changes before the June 30 deadline. Go to superadvice.com.au. Super Advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.
What has been called a serial fraudster, but also somebody who previously been on the BLW Rich 200 list, a man called Stephen Larkin, has been jailed for 2 years. Now, it's his third stint in jail for fraud-related offences, so you would actually call him a serial offender. 77 years old. Now, in this particular situation, he's been jailed for 2 years with 18 months non-parole after he basically fleeced people that he knew out of money, which, you know, takes some doing. I want to try and get now some sort of knowledge as to what takes place here, but there's another good story out today, and that is it seems likely the New South Wales government is going to introduce legislation that will strip former politicians of their superannuation pensions if they're convicted of serious offence after they leave office. Now, the one that springs to mind immediately is Eddie Obi, jailed for misconduct in public office last December. The person who is close to both of these stories is the Sydney Morning Herald's Kate McClymont, who is on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, as always, Kate.
Oh, my pleasure, Ross.
I think we should start with this issue in regards to the New South Wales government. It had been previously promised when it was noted that Eddie Obeid would still be retaining a $100,000 taxpayer pension, notwithstanding the fact that he had been jailed, and it was the former Premier, Mike Baird, who had indicated that he would be introducing legislation to reverse this. Now Gladys Berejiklian, as Premier, says that she wishes to follow this through and make it happen. Do you think it will actually occur?
Look, I think it will occur, and I think there's obviously a political impetus for it to occur, because a lot of people in New South Wales would be highly miffed that Eddie Obeid is currently collecting $120,000 a year in his pension. And the reason why that is was that in the past, you could only be stripped of your pension, basically if you were convicted while in office. And, of course, Eddie Obeid was convicted after he left office, but the offences were alleged to have occurred, you know, when he was in Parliament. And it's interesting that Ian McDonald, who has his sentencing hearing on Friday, he elected to take his in a lump sum. So there is a question as to whether he will be pursued to actually pay back the... he would have got more than $1 million in his pension that he took when he left Parliament as well. So that'll be interesting to see what happens.
And indeed, what would have happened to those proceeds subsequently, and whether, in fact, that could be clawed back from other family members, potentially, if it had been distributed. As I say, that's all theoretical, but, of course, they would be some of the issues that would come up. OK, now tell me about Stephen Larkin, who I noticed that Magistrate Megan Greenwood today said had used considerable skill and cunning in abusing the court system. How did he manage to get around the court system?
Look, this guy is so fascinating. I mean, he's 77 and he's still coming up with novel ways to rip off people. And as you said, his friends. So what he would do would he would go to court and say, yeah, you know, somebody owes me $60,000 for property consultancy. Then he, with nothing, he has no evidence, just a, you know, a handwritten bit of paper from himself. So he gets judgment against the person, then, and that person's then ordered to pay this money in 28 days or else your bank account will be garnished. He claims to the court, yes, I personally served that person with a notice. Yes, they know that this is happening. And it was all lies. So he was able to rip off friends, one person $60,000. Another person whose son was ill, he managed to print off 23 pages of research from the internet and then charged her nearly $60,000 for his, you know, consultation and research skills. That didn't work. He wasn't successful in every case, but he did manage to get, you know, close to $75,000 from his friends.
I do remember that back in 2007, I think it was, he pleaded guilty to defrauding the former Macquarie Bank director, Bill Moss. I mean, this was something that Bill Moss wrote about in his books and all that type of thing. He was sentenced to 16 months weekend detention at that time. So it seems as though, as I said, he's a serial offender. He hasn't stopped his behaviour.
No, and he's recently been in jail. This is even more brazen. So throughout 2015, he went through red lights, bus zones, didn't pay tolls, and falsely nominated somebody, a former boxer with dementia who doesn't have a license, as the driver to get out of all the fines. When he was in court, he parked, I can't believe this, he parked the car. This is when he's being sentenced over this matter. He parked his unregistered car in the no parking outside of court and then got in it and went through a red light. This is after the court had just been heard of all these things that he was doing.
Just astonishing.
And he was still doing it.
I'll tell you what, Kate McClymont from the Sydney Morning Herald, because tell you, somebody who we have got on the line is one of the victims of this man, Stephen Larkin. It came in court that amongst those people who he duped in this particular situation, because they didn't even know, is Dr. Stephen Thornley, who he was actually Stephen Larkin's treating endocrinologist, who was on the line right now. Stephen, you must have been gobsmacked when all of this sort of came about.
Good evening, Ross. Absolutely, I was. I mean, it was completely out of left field, as it was for all the other victims. No warning. I was fortunate because he tried it on me twice. The first time, I got a call from my banker. The second time, I got a letter from a forensic accountant saying, we notice you're in a spot of bother with Mr. Stephen Larkin. You owe him $60,000 and we're here to help. It's just extraordinary.
So in that case, in both cases, you sit there and say, well, I know who Stephen Larkin is. I don't have any financial dealings other than the fact that I've treated him and there's a bill. In fact, he probably owes me money rather than me owing him money. So this is, trying to get your head around this would have been as confusing as anything else I would have thought.
Absolutely, and it's quite gutting because all of a sudden there's no security over your bank account. I said today this guy used the court as his ATM, and he certainly did. I was lucky because I got $10,000 in legal expenses reversing these claims, but other people lost money. But the lack of security, the lack of... I guess the courts really let this one slip through, and there's a massive loophole that does need to be closed in this regard.
I tell you what, that is the lesson of all of this. Stephen Thornley, Dr. Stephen Thornley, you know, a significant and well-respected endocrinologist, taken for a ride by Stephen Larkin, even without his knowledge. But if you imagine that the court has endorsed all of that, even the garnishee over the bank accounts and so forth, that is where the gaping loophole sits. And so innocent parties can suddenly find themselves really on the end of legal matters that they absolutely have nothing to do with and have no knowledge of. And that is really where Stephen Larkin has probably given a lesson for our legal system to be fixed up. So to Dr. Stephen Thornley, we appreciate your explanation on the program tonight, Stephen. Hopefully something can be done to fix it up.
Thanks very much, Ross. Pleasure.
From July 1, the superannuation landscape will be vastly different. You need to be prepared by visiting superadvice.com.au. Should you borrow to get more money into super before June 30? How will transition to retirement change? How can you avoid additional tax? Superadvice.com.au can help you get ready with a wealth of information and the questions to ask your accountant. Be super ready with superadvice.com.au. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.